USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 55 million Americans will be living with dangerous heat today. Daytime highs well above 100 degrees are forecast from California's Imperial Valley into Arizona and parts of Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi, and just about all of Louisiana. Most of Florida, except the Panhandle, will be broiling as well. A new report out shows inflation rose 9.1% year over year in June, with food costs up 10% and energy costs up 40%. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says Democrats are to blame for rising inflation.
These are staggeringly bad numbers, and they were fueled directly by the reckless spending spree that Democrats ran through on party line just last year.
USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
An illegal immigrant from Guatemala is being charged with rape after allegedly impregnating a 10-year-old Ohio girl who traveled to Indiana for an abortion. ICE has placed him on detainer with local law enforcement. President Joe Biden is in Israel as part of his first presidential trip to the region, with a meeting with Saudi Arabian officials soon after. Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst lists what she believes President Biden should be focused on while in the region on Fox News.
We need for him to double down on the Abraham Accords and really show support there. He needs to push back against Iran, and we do need to find a way to mend fences with the Saudis, who we have had a very long-term relationship with.
Wall Street giving the thumbs down to Wednesday at the closing bell, the Dow losing 208 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The Biden administration is working to resume discussions on a new Iran nuclear deal where sanctions would be eased on Iran in exchange for them pausing their nuclear weapons progress. Appearing on America's Newsroom, Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher says it's complicating global policy.
Iran is part of a de facto alliance with Russia and China against America. Iran is reportedly supplying UAVs to Russia in order to kill Ukrainians.
A man's latest actions have him ending up behind bars.
A Massachusetts man will spend 11 years in prison for driving to Michigan to try to kidnap a former girlfriend whom he hadn't seen in 2 decades. Police found brass knuckles, handcuffs, zip ties, a stun gun, duct tape, and more when they stopped 49-year-old Damon Brooke in Detroit last year. Prosecutors say the kidnapping plot resembled a movie more than real life. In March, Burke pleaded guilty to attempted kidnapping. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A Secret Service agent has been sent home from Israel after he allegedly assaulted a woman outside a bar. The agent is a member of the Secret Service counter-assault team in Israel ahead of President Biden's visit. He was detained by local police Monday after allegedly getting into a fight. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.